your view of the world.
It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just keep them down the cobblestones.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us on this beautiful, almost summer morning, right? I think tomorrow is the official first day of summer. And of course, I need to say good morning to two of my favorite people listening back home, Riley, my 3.5-year-old, and Marissa, my 21-month-old. Now, if any of you regular listeners are sad because it's now the second Saturday in a row that Darlene Kvist is not with us, no worries. She will be back next week. She's actually speaking at a conference this morning, so she's not playing hooky. She's out there working. But just because Dar isn't with us this morning is no reason to turn that dial. I have an awesome colleague in studio with me this morning. Leslie Sabora is with me today. Leslie is one of our nutrition educators, so she's went through that rigorous teacher training that's required by our boss that I was talking about last week. But she also has a lot more under her belt in terms of both credentials and experience. But, Leslie, I think I'll let you explain all of that.
Good morning, Cassie. Thanks.
Good morning.
It's so nice to be here. This is the second time I've had the opportunity to co-host the show, and so this is exciting. This is fun. Just, I suppose, a little bit about myself. I'm one of the nutrition educators at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, which I've been doing for a couple years now, and I'm also a teacher trainer. So I get to work alongside Darlene and help prepare and do some of this rigorous training with our new teachers, which is great. And I'm also a doctor of chiropractic, which I have been for the last 10 or so years. And I'm at the University of Minnesota right now working on my PhD in kinesiology. So
you like to keep yourself busy, don't
you? Yeah. Yeah.
And you like variety.
Yeah. Whether I like it or not, I have it.
So you gravitate towards it.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like in the past, and certainly now, there have to be times in any given month, probably any given week, that you're feeling a bit stressed out.
Oh, maybe just a little bit. And probably that's part of the reason why Dar asked me to be help co-host the Dishing Up Nutrition today, because our topic is stress-busting foods.
And what a great topic, don't you think?
Oh, most definitely.
For anyone. I mean, on any given day, whether we ask for it or not, stress can come our way, and a lot of times quite unexpectedly.
Yeah, exactly. And while we can't always eliminate the source of our stress, we do have the opportunity to choose foods that can help us to better handle our stress and life's pressures. And I guess you could sort of say it helps us to maybe roll with the punches a little bit easier.
Right. You know, just thinking about all of this, I remember a time back in my career, well before Nutritional Weight and Wellness, when I was having such stress and anxiety that I actually considered a prescription drug.
Wow. That's some serious stress.
Yeah. And, you know, not like me, but I had just moved back to Minnesota. Long story short on this piece of it, I had moved to Missouri after college, had worked there for a few years, loved it, but was always homesick. So a mentor of mine here in Minnesota said, Cassie, you know what? You really just need to get back to the cities to find a job. This whole looking for a job in Minnesota while you're in Missouri isn't going to work.
Yeah. So stressful.
Yeah, that was stressful. So I moved back here and just grabbed 2 part-time jobs to sort of make ends meet until I could find a full-time. And so one part-time job was doing counseling in a clinic setting, mostly diabetes education. And that was fine. That was routine. But then the other part-time job was doing school food service reviews on a contract basis for the state government. And so my area of the state was southern Minnesota, and it was one of the worst winters we had had in a long time when I moved back. So here I am in all these snowstorms, and I'm traveling to these little towns in the south and getting stranded, and school's getting called off, and I'm staying in hotels. And that part wasn't even the real stressful part. I'm from a small town, so to spend the night in one, whatever, big deal. But there were all these deadlines with this contract work and paperwork and all the stuff that I needed to be in my home office to get done.
Yeah, it's this unrelenting pressure.
Yeah, and just, you know, not knowing where I was going to be or when I was going to get back. And then there was the whole thing of having to get back for my clinic job too, but I'm
stranded in, you know, say Olivia, Minnesota, middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the day, and I might have even been driving to Olivia that day. I'm driving, and the snow's starting to fall really heavy, and the weatherman is saying on the radio, probably school's going to be called off. You know, don't get out on the road if you don't have to. And I'm just like, I can't.
You're thinking, here I am in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? And so I called my nurse practitioner at the time, and I just need to say thank you if Mary Nichols is out there listening, because I explained my situation, and I said, Mary, I just need a pill. I just need a pill to take the edge off. You know, this is where I'm at right now. And the first thing she asked me, and very well of her to do this, she said, are you thinking of hurting yourself? And thankfully, that's never been a problem of mine.
Yeah.
I said, no, that is not the issue at all. I'm just so stressed and have such anxiety. And so anyway, she said, well, I can give you the name of a psychologist. I was mad at her that
yeah.
day it happened, but I look back and I am so thankful, because I probably would have gotten addicted to something like that. And it was so not the answer to my problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And you probably didn't know then what you'd know now in terms of your food choices and how powerful they can be in helping you to sort of handle those types of career-related stresses.
Right. I had no clue that the foods I was grabbing for were actually making the anxiety and the stress worse. You know, back in those days, whenever I felt even a little bit stressed out, I grabbed for something crunchy. I don't know. I thought maybe that crunch would relieve the stress somehow. So it was things like pretzels, lots and lots of pretzels. They were crunchy. And apples. You know, and at the time, going by my conventional training that I received to become a registered dietitian, I thought apples and pretzels were pretty healthy things to be snacking on. But now, knowing the science of how all of those carbs were affecting my system, it really makes perfect sense in my head that I was putting myself on a roller coaster ride of blood sugars basically all day long. If you're eating carbohydrates all day long, you're going to be on that blood sugar roller coaster ride.
Well, I tell you what, I can sympathize with you. I know from experience that those up and down blood sugars can make you moody. They can make you irritable, and they certainly make you anxious.
Exactly. And that is no state of mind to be in if you're trying to best handle a stressful situation.
So, Cassie, now that you know differently and you know, you work with nutritional weight and wellness, and you're a dietitian, and you just know all of these things, that how do you feel now eating what we call at Nutritional Weight and Wellness the weight and wellness way? That you feel like you sort of can take things more in stride and aren't apt to call maybe your nurse practitioner for an anti-anxiety med?
Because we know the answer she's going to give me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have had more stress in the past year than I've ever had. You know, past year and a half. Work has been busy, which is great, but that's sort of a good stressor. My second baby was born and had colic like no other until she was probably 10 months old. And, you know, through all of that, I'm still taking care of the then 2-year-old with the baby screaming. And Marissa was not a good sleeper, so I wasn't getting any sleep. Then we put our house on the market, and it was right because we had to, because my husband got transferred. And it was right when the market was taking a downturn. So here I am with this screaming, colicky newborn and my 2-year-old and trying to keep the house picked up and then trying to get out of the house when people want to come look at it. A lot of stress, needless to say. But I did not feel near as stressed out that year as I did when I was juggling those 2 part-time jobs and eating pretzels all day long. So absolutely, good food has helped increase my tolerance for stress, I guess you could say.
So, Cassie, what I think we could do is let's start to engage our listeners just a little bit. So what I'd like everyone listening who thinks that they could use some help in handling life stress is to ask themselves this question. Is the breakfast that I either had this morning or I'm eating right now while I'm listening to the show is helping to create more balance in my body, or is it creating an imbalance in my body?
Great question. And a lot of what we mean by that word balance relates to your blood sugar levels, because if you are eating a breakfast that balances your blood sugars, then you're going to have great energy, great focus, even keel moods, all things that will put you in a place that helps you to best tackle those challenges that life brings our way.
Yeah, you're right, but the typical American breakfast does not necessarily create a lot of balance.
We are so carbohydrate heavy. You are so right. You know, it reminds me, I just gave a presentation last week at Optum Health in Coon Rapids. So having said that, I better give a shout out to all the ladies and men I presented to. What a fabulous group of people. I mean, I always have great groups of people, but this group was probably a little above par. Very attentive audience and a lot of fun. But they reminded me that most people in this country aren't doing steak and eggs for breakfast. They so honestly told me that a typical breakfast for most of them was a bowl of cold cereal in the morning, topped with skim milk, and a glass of juice or a piece of toast on the side.
Well, I think, you know what, I think that's pretty typical. I hear that same breakfast a lot in our weight and wellness classes.
I used to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to live on cornflakes and skim milk and bananas when I was in college. So, but now that I know better. So when you look at the category of foods that all of those items fit into, the cereal and the skim milk and the juice, it's the carbohydrate category. And we know that all carbohydrates turn into sugar in our body. So blood sugar. So basically you're saying that the typical breakfast among these folks was sugar, sugar, and more sugar.
Pretty much. Or what about the millions of Americans grabbing a granola bar or a Yoplait flavored yogurt for a quick breakfast while they run out the door? Get this. Did you know, you probably knew this, Leslie, did the listeners know that when you eat the typical granola bar, it's like spooning 6 teaspoons of sugar down your throat for breakfast?
Yeah. I think one of the things that I mentioned in class, when you start thinking about how much sugar is in some of these, the breakfast cereals, I think would I ever step up to the sugar bowl and just start putting my spoon in and eating out of it? I certainly would not.
I hope not.
Yeah. And you mentioned yogurt. Many of the brands of yogurt have a lot of sugar added. That's on top of the milk sugar that's already naturally in the yogurt.
Right.
And so, Cassie, how about this one? I have, you know, some students that I, you know, taught in a class that I, an undergrad class that I taught at the University of Minnesota, and they would come into class. It was an early morning, 8:15 a.m. class. They'd come in with their Starbucks, which was just down the street. You know, not knocking Starbucks. I really like their coffee.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I love it. But inevitably, almost every morning, there was a good handful of these young college students who would come in carrying these large mochas with whipped cream and chocolate shavings. And I'm thinking, this is your breakfast.
Yeah. You know, and even you're talking large, but even just the medium mocha, the 16-ounce size, that turns into about 11 teaspoons of sugar in your body. That's not very much balance. I think I'm getting signaled for a break.
All
so
right.
Let's take our first break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing therapeutic nutrition and support for a variety of different conditions, from stress to menopause to depression and anxiety. We use the power of food to heal you from the inside out. Now, if you're one of the millions of Americans struggling with depression and anxiety, do not turn that dial, because when we return from break, Leslie will share with you a food that can be instrumental in boosting your moods and squelching that anxiousness. And if you have any questions for us this morning, 651-641-1071. Stay tuned.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Leslie Savora, nutrition educator, and I'm here with Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian. And if you're just joining us, our topic today is stress-busting foods. And as Cassie mentioned before the break, I've got some research here in relationship to the power that food can have on our moods. So two researchers from the National Institutes of Health found that people who eat a lot of what have low rates of depression. Any guesses?
Well, based on my story, it's probably not pretzels and apples, is it?
Well, it's not, Cassie. It's not pretzels and apples, but it is people who eat a lot of fish have low rates of depression. In Japan, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, this piece of research goes on to say, Fish consumption is high and the rate of depression is low. Approximately 44% of the American elderly have symptoms of depression compared with just 2% of the Japanese elderly.
Quite a difference. But, you know, think about it. The human brain is 60 to 70% fat. We talk about that in a lot of our classes. And the majority of that fat should be the omega-3 fish oils. So it makes sense that if we feed our brain the food that it prefers, our brain will be happy and so we'll be happy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And probably a little bit less stressed, too.
Yes. So we were talking about breakfasts. And we know the mochas aren't good, the cereals aren't good. What do you typically have for breakfast?
Well, I tell you, I sometimes, you know, I vary a little bit in what I have because I like to have a little variety. But my, I tell you, my breakfast of choice is a couple of eggs. I've currently been eating soft-boiled eggs, which I'm crazy about. My mom would just say, oh, my God, I can't believe you're eating that. But
Soft-boiled. So the yolk is runny?
So the yolk is runny. The white is cooked, and the yolk is runny, and they're hot. Oh, they're just wonderful, sprinkled with just a little bit of sea salt. They're wonderful, and that's usually what I have with, and I'm addicted to sweet potatoes. And so I have, like, a little bit of sweet potatoes and some spinach, usually for breakfast. This morning, I mean, fruits are in season right now, so I was raspberries, a little bit of peaches, and I made, from our Dishing Up Nutrition cookbook, I made the turkey breakfast sausages, which I really love.
You know, and it's a pretty simple recipe. Looking at it thinking, I got to do that. There's only a couple ingredients.
Yeah, incredibly simple. I think I whipped them up last night in maybe 5 minutes, and I froze some of them. I kept a couple fresh, and I put them in the saute pan this morning, and it was excellent. Excellent. Yeah, so it got me going. I'm ready to go today.
Wonderful. Yeah. All that protein revs you up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we do a lot of eggs at our house, but I haven't done the soft-boiled. I need to try that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. You know, and when I first started at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and you kind of get the green light on eggs.
Yes.
It's so fun. And I probably did eggs every day straight for a good year until I got sick of them, but I did kind of get tired of them. And when that happens, then I just start grabbing whatever meat is left over.
Oh, yeah.
From the night before.
Sure.
So if you don't mind unconventional breakfast, that can work.
Not a problem.
No. The other day, I think it was, we had grilled some chicken. And so the next morning, I had 3 ounces of grilled chicken breast that was in the fridge. I dipped each bite into a little bit of buttermilk ranch dressing for some fat. And then I had an apple on the side.
Yeah.
It was very satisfying. And there I had my animal protein, a fat, the buttermilk ranch dressing, and then a healthy carbohydrate, which would be the apple. So it was balanced because it had all of those three items.
That's right. And we've really come a long way from apples and pretzels, haven't we? I mean, I remember when I was in college, my typical breakfast used to be either just a plain bagel.
Yes.
Or a bagel with fat-free.
Of course.
Cream cheese and some strawberry jam. Or it was a gigantic bowl of cornflakes with skim milk and a banana on top.
I mean, glad Dar's not listening.
I know.
We're telling all our sins.
I've learned a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I always say what you didn't know, you couldn't put into practice.
That's right.
So if any of this is new information for any of our listeners, don't beat yourself up over what you were doing wrong in the past. Instead, take the knowledge you get from the show today and put it into practice. Start today. I can almost guarantee that you will feel like a weight has been lifted off of your shoulders because you'll be handling the stress in your life much more easily.
And you'll have a lot more energy to deal with the stress.
For sure. And that is one of the keys to tackling stress, having the energy to be up to the challenge.
So, Cassie, we've been talking about carbohydrates pretty much exclusively so far this morning. But when it comes to carbs, and I really think the bottom line is reduce your intake of processed carbs and eat more vegetables and fruit.
Right. You know, generally the more processed it is, the faster it will turn into sugar in our system. And that's not what we want. So limit or maybe even avoid the granola bars, the flavored yogurts, the pudding packs, the cold cereal, the juice.
And replace those items with maybe the strawberries that are in season right now, or blueberries, my husband's favorite, and raspberries, and replace French fries or your potato chips with some of those crunchy vegetables. So if you're looking for that crunch like you were, Yes. Cassie, maybe replace them with celery or broccoli or a side salad with lots of crunched radishes are wonderful right now, and baby carrots and broccoli, and you'll be amazed at how much better you'll start feeling.
Right, right. Okay, so we've probably exhausted our category there of carbohydrates. Let's talk about fats. And I want you listeners to think about this question. Have you ever wondered how the fats that you're putting in your mouth are affecting your stress level? Because they absolutely can.
Isn't that an interesting thought?
Well, and what we've kind of been talking about, Leslie, back in the day when bagels, fat-free cream cheese, and I was right there with you. I think we were kind of soul sisters, even though we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Eating the fat. How is that affecting your brain?
Well, and that's what we were sort of led to think, that the fat was not healthy for us, and we wouldn't have, we wouldn't have as good health.
Right, exactly. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in nutrition education. We've been talking about food choices that can either add to your stress or alleviate your stress. And when we come back from break, Leslie has some delicious recipe ideas to balance your body and help you live in that stress-busting mode. And if you have questions about anything, the topic or any other nutrition-related question, call us at the studio, 651-641-1071.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You're just turning on the radio. We've been discussing the power that real food has in helping us to tackle the pressures and the stresses of life, whether personal or professional. And before we went to break, Cassie mentioned that I would share some stress-busting recipes that are fairly simple and very, very good. The first recipe I want to share is our protein shake recipe. Now, keep in mind that the protein shake or the protein smoothie recipes out there that you most often see in, like, magazines and whatnot, different websites, are pretty heavy on the carbohydrates, almost too heavy to be really effective in helping us handle stress. But our nutritional weight and wellness recipe is what we call balanced. And so it's the perfect recipe to help you de-stress, not increase your stress.
Right.
So the recipe is really straightforward, so if you've got a pen and paper, write this one down. So first, what I want you to do is take 1 cup of a plain whole fat yogurt, whatever kind you like, a cup of fruit, maybe those berries or, blueberries or strawberries or pineapple, something like that, 1/4 cup of coconut milk, and 1 scoop of whey protein powder. You mix that up into a blender, put in a straw, and you've got a perfect grab-and-go breakfast.
Yes, and I just made one. Actually, when I do it, it does work really well at breakfast, I find, but today I'm booked pretty solid with clients.
Yeah.
And so I have one for my lunch break, and I stuck it in the freezer, and I'm just using it as my ice pack in my cooler, and it should be thawed and ready to drink by lunch.
You know what? I've done that before. It works really fabulous. The other thing I do, sometimes if I make one recipe, I'll split it in half and use half as my snack.
Sure.
A snack in the morning or mid-afternoon to kind of get you through the day.
Perfect. And
it works fabulous.
Idea.
Yeah. Another really fabulous recipe, especially this time of year, because we're all grilling, enjoying the weather. This might be a good Father's Day recipe.
Oh, sure.
Is for one of our steak salads. And the name of the recipe is the Balsamic Steak Gorgonzola Salad. Now, that just makes my mouth water. I love steak on the grill.
Yes.
And you make your own balsamic marinade for the steak. It's really simple. Use olive oil, balsamic vinegar, a few herbs, and you marinate the steak. And while it's marinating, you can throw together this really delicious dressing for a salad that you can throw the steak on. So you take olive oil with the juice from a lime, juice from an orange, a little sea salt, and a little bit of fresh garlic. So after you've grilled the steaks, you put it all atop some greens, and of course, add the gorgonzola cheese, thus the name. It is absolutely fabulous. I was telling Cassie, I made this last night. My husband and I put steak on the grill, and we made the salad. We actually threw some fresh tomatoes in, and it's just outstanding.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah. I know. Ugh. And so you can get this one. You can print it out right off the internet. It's easy to follow version of the salad or for the protein shake. Just go to our website at weightandwellness.com and click on the recipes section.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people are going to go print that out. That is a great idea for Father's Day, right? Every guy loves a steak, and us women too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if you go to the website, weightandwellness.com, like Leslie stated, there's a lot of delicious stress-busting recipes on there. It's not just these two. So check it out. But let me tell you the trick to navigating our website. When you go to our homepage, first you have to click on Radio Show, and then you'll see the word recipes, and click on that. So click on Radio Show first, and then you'll see the word recipes, and click there. And we do have a caller. We're going to get to her in a minute. But Leslie, somebody had called a while back and didn't want to go on air, but just wanted the recipe for the turkey sausage. Do you have that?
Yes. Well, it's fresh in my head. Number one, because I make them a lot because I'm busy and I just don't have a lot of time in the morning to, I mean, it would be stressful for me to try to think about putting together a big breakfast every morning.
Right.
So what you do is you take about a pound or a pound and a half of ground turkey and, you know, toss that into a bowl. You'll add a teaspoon of salt, about a quarter of a teaspoon of pepper, a teaspoon, I believe it's one teaspoon of sage, a tablespoon of fennel seeds, which is really the kicker in making these just taste fabulous.
That's a distinctive flavor.
Yes, yep. It's wonderful. And then just a little dash of cayenne pepper. It doesn't make them hot, but it just gives them a little kick. And I make out of about a pound, I make about, maybe 10 breakfast patties. I sort of make little round patties, mm-hmm. and I'll put them onto a baking sheet lined with parchment paper, and then I'll throw them in the freezer. And I freeze them, and then once they're frozen, I put them into a Ziploc bag, and I can just take out whatever I need for the next morning. And it's so quick, and I've got them for the next, like, couple of weeks.
Awesome. Yeah, it does. You know, there's no getting around that planning ahead piece, but once you get into that routine of planning ahead, it makes life so, so much simpler. Great. And that one might be up on the website. I'm going to check when I get to the office today. And if it's not, we'll put it up on there.
Definitely.
So.
It's a keeper.
Good. Okay. So now we have Brenda on the line. Brenda, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for listening. You have a question for us?
Yes. First, I have to say hi to Leslie. I was one of her students last semester.
Oh, fun.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I'm surprised to hear you this morning. I was like, wow, she has more talent.
Oh, she's very talented.
And my question was, I know all about coconut and healthy fats, and I'm a little nervous when I use coconut oil in cooking, and then I use coconut milk, and I see the amount of saturated fats on the label. So I get a little uneasy. My dad's had some heart stuff, and I'm trying to watch that for myself. And I don't know if you could shed a little light on that. You mentioned coconut milk for the smoothie too.
Yeah, that's a great question, Brenda. And I think really what and add to this, Cassie, please. But what I think is really important when we're thinking about fats is to include a variety of fats. And so coconut milk may have some saturated fat, but you'll also want to be eating other fats like olive oil and nuts like almonds or walnuts and avocado. So you want to have a nice variety of fat in your day and not get all of it from one source.
Great point. You know, those are, they're very healthy fats, but like Leslie was alluding to, if you look at the cell of our body, now there's a little bit different theories on this, but a lot of the research says a healthy cell should be a third saturated fat, a third monounsaturated fat, like the olive oil or the olives, and then a third polyunsaturated fat, like the nuts and seeds. Mm-hmm. So it does go back to that basic premise of variety in everything and kind of moderation in everything. But other than that, I mean, as long as you're getting some of those other fats in there as well, coconut oil and coconut milk are so healthy because they are antiviral, antibacterial. And the other piece about those fats, they are made up mostly of what's called medium chain triglycerides. And you don't need to remember that long word, but what you want to know about that is that that is so easily converted into energy in our body, and it's really hard to store that as fat. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really, some people will say it's a fat that kind of revs up your metabolism because you do so readily burn it.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's an interesting, that's interesting to note about coconut milk and coconut oil, that it, although many people will, you know, say it's a saturated fat, it's a little different than, it's a little
the
different
norm.
Than butter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep using it, but variety in everything.
Definitely. I'm going to go make a protein shake right now.
Oh, they are so good.
It's good to hear from you, Brenda.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for your show.
You bet. Great call.
Bye-bye.
Oh, how fun that one of your listeners. You're famous.
No, I don't think so.
Superstar.
But I have. I feel like I'm on Saturday Night Live. It's so much fun. I tell you, to teach the weight and wellness classes, you just see so many people make such a tremendous difference in how they feel.
Yeah, I do miss teaching those. I was doing it for a while, and then once the second baby was born, it just doesn't work with our schedule right now. But yeah, you get to know those people, and you really feel like you're making a difference because they tell you how life-changing.
That's right.
Usually, how life-changing that class has been for them. So, sadly, yet another break, but we will be back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. When we come back, Leslie wants to share some upcoming classes. Speaking of Leslie teaching, she's going to talk about some upcoming classes here in the Twin Cities area that could really help you out, not just if you're trying to de-stress, but if you're ultimately striving for great health. So stay tuned.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
As Kathy mentioned, we have some great classes coming up. This Monday, June 22nd in White Bear Lake is Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods. This class runs from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. And this is a great class that will help to explain the biochemical, and that's right, I said biochemical, connection to cravings and how our intestinal health is also connected to our moods. It's a really a fabulous class. And then on Tuesday at our Wyzetta office from 6:30 to 8:30 is Managing the Blood Sugar Roller Coaster. This is great for somebody who might be diabetic, might be pre-diabetic, or doesn't want to become diabetic, right. Or in somebody who's concerned about their blood sugar. We also have a new class coming up in August, and it's called Stressed Out, High Anxiety, Real Foods, The Answer. And we're going to be having that in St. Paul, and I'll be teaching it up in White Bear Lake in August. So to register, call 651-699-3438. Do I have time for one more plug?
Yes.
Okay, so our next Weight and Wellness six-week series, we've got day and evening classes that will begin the week of July 6th. So we've got 8 locations to choose from. This is fabulous. Anoka, Burnsville, Edina, which I'll be in, and Maple Grove, St. Paul, Wyzetta, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury. Or you can fast track your way to wellness, and you can sign up for the 2 Saturday series. It's a 12. It's all 12 hours in July, so you could do it in 2 Saturdays. So you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, or 651-699-3438. And
you know, I am always learning. I was saying to you before the show, I always feel like I'm in the loop here. You know, I work part-time, but Dar and I talk a lot, and I feel like I'm up on things, and then I learn something new, like that new class that you're going to be teaching. Where does this lady find time to write these classes is the first thought that comes to my mind. Boy, there's an example of tons of energy, and stress just rolls off of her back, and it does have a lot to do with the way that lady eats and exercises.
That's right. I tell you
she
what,
is unbelievable.
Dar is a living example of good nutrition.
Oh, my gosh.
What it can, I mean, this woman is, she amazes me every day.
She is my inspiration.
I know it. I tell you what, I say the same thing. Yeah, she's incredible.
I am so glad that we were brought to her, right?
Yes.
That our paths crossed ours, because where would we be right now otherwise?
I tell you what, I'd be sitting eating a bagel and not enjoying
and crying,
it. Yes,
right? Because of the small amount of stress that you thought you had.
That's right.
So, you know, back to that topic of stress busting foods, we were way back when talking about fats, and now we're going to get back to that for just a little bit. I had mentioned at one point earlier in the show that our brains are made up of 60 to 70% fat. So when I think of the human brain and what goes on up there, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is communication.
Yes.
And I'm very simple and very visual. So what I think of in terms of the inside of my brain is a bunch of little cell phone talkers.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Everybody's on the cell phone. I always call my husband a cell phone talker. So my husband's up there, all these other people talking back and forth. And if you're eating the right things and you're on the top of your game, these cell phone talkers are like a bunch of good girlfriends getting together. They're just gabbing back and forth. Lines are clear. Communication is good. No calls are being dropped.
That's right.
But what if you're eating the junky fats, the man-made trans fats, or the highly refined oils? Then I start thinking of this crusty brain, and I start thinking of these cell phone talkers that have a lot of fuzzy lines. Calls are being dropped. Maybe they don't feel like talking. Communication is not there. And then, you know, maybe it's low moods, high anxiety, low energy. You're not at the top of your game.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you're more susceptible, I think, to stress when you eat that way. I mean, I know for myself, eating in balance and eating regularly throughout the day and making sure that I get good, healthy fats in at every one of those meals has really helped me to be able to handle school. I mean, you know, I've told you, Cassie, I decided to go back to school after graduating 10 years previous. And, you know,
it's a scary thought, isn't it?
I'm not a 22-year-old anymore.
Yeah.
as much as it pains me to say it. But I tell you, you know, things affect me differently, but I credit my nutrition most definitely to my being able to handle the stress of the many directions that I'm pulled in every day.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, and think of how many years we were eating like the trans fats, for example,
yes,
and really didn't even know it. I mean, they came out in the 70s. I don't think most people were aware that they were putting a trans fat in their mouth, you know, and all the margarine that people were telling us was better to eat than the other stuff. We've had a lot of years of a lot of junky food going into our brain, and it hasn't done us any good.
You're absolutely right.
I want to just keep talking about that, but can you believe it's already time for our last break? But let me share this with you before we break. In a study published in 2007 in a journal put out by the American Heart Association, researchers found that people who drink just one diet soda a day, now we haven't talked beverages yet, but people who drink just one diet soda a day are 35% more likely to develop metabolic syndrome than those who drink little or no soda. You know, in a nutshell, if I had to describe metabolic syndrome, it means a high risk for obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes. If we have time when we come back, Leslie's going to give you some great alternatives to soda that can quench your thirst.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Cassie, I can't believe it is almost 9 o'clock.
Isn't that
already sad?
Yes. I wish we could do it for 2 hours.
I know, it goes so fast. But there is one thing that I want to share with you before we talk about some alternatives to soda. We have a new class.
Another new class.
Yes.
So excited. Another new series classes.
Yes, another new series. Yes, thank you for clarifying that. We have another new series. It is called The Weight and Wellness Way. This is something that...
Living the Weight and Wellness Way. Love that.
Living the Weight and Wellness Way. And this is something that Dar has been working on for quite some time and has just put a huge amount of work into it. And it's going to be fabulous. It's a new 8-week series. And we'll be teaching it in St. Paul and Wayzata, two locations, starting July 15th, I believe that it is. July 14th or 15th. Yeah, that week. So it's
another new piece of information I learned. I didn't know it was going to be in Wayzata too.
Yes, on Tuesdays and Wednesday evenings.
And isn't it awesome? When we were both at our teacher meeting on Sunday with Dar, she showed us a couple of different of the classes. She went through all the slides with us, and I am just so in love with this class. This is exactly what people have been asking for. And it's for, I'm probably going to butt in on you,
no,
but it's
go ahead.
For people that have already taken the first round, Weight and
yes.
Wellness Way. You have to have sort of graduated from the first series. And then this is more, not so much science, right, like the other one?
It's got a similar basis, but you're right. Not as much science and just more, how do we do this in real life? You know, what are some other ways and things to think about living the Weight and Wellness Way? And how can we take a lot of these concepts and
science, make them work?
Yeah,
right?
And make them work and make them easier for travel and help to sort of overcome some of those things that are still holding us back from really being able to sort of put this in place in our lives.
Right.
It's going to be great. Gar and I are really we're getting geared up to teach and we're thrilled to be able to offer it.
I am excited. So let's tell listeners a couple other options other than the diet pop before we have to end the hour.
Yes. Well, number one, I mean, everybody knows water is a great alternative. However, some people think, well, water is boring. I don't want to do that. But I'll tell you what, right now in the summer, cucumbers are in season. And if you slice some cucumbers into your water and maybe you just want to put it in the refrigerator, throw some ice on top, you have the most refreshing, fabulous tasting water.
I learned something new again. I just love doing radio with you. I am going to try that. Flavored mineral waters, herbal iced teas, lots of different options.
Yeah, flavored green teas.
Flavored green teas. So thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this wonderful, beautiful Saturday. We're going to have great weather. Happy Father's Day weekend. And remember, forgot our tagline. Food can be your problem or it can be your solution. The path that you choose is up to you. Thanks for listening.
The proceeding was a paid program. The views expressed are not necessarily those of the management or ownership of FM 107.